This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome back on to another edition of the Kona Edge. I am Brad Brown. It's good to have you with us. Thank you so much for downloading and listening to this podcast. I've been getting a ton of feedback. If you love the podcast, please do be in touch. I'm always open to suggestions. And if you've got any questions, you can pop me an email, brad@thekonaedge.com. I got an email in from one of our regular listeners. They've been around for a long, long time. Not going to mention any names. He's a patron of the show as well. Just saying that I haven't been giving up too many sort of personal updates of what's happening in my life with regards to my training and what I'm working towards. And I've always been a sort of firm believer that people aren't here to listen to me yak on. They want to listen to the age group athletes. But if you'd like to hear more behind the scenes of what we're up to here at the Kona Edge, and we do have some cool things on the boil, if you're on our sort of email newsletter list, you'd be getting some of those updates. But if you'd like to hear more on the podcast itself, let me know. Do be in touch. That email once again is brad@thekonaedge.com, or you can hook us up on social media. Just search for The Kona Edge across all the platforms, or you can reach out to me personally. I'm at Big Brad Brown across pretty much all of them. So I love hearing from you wherever you are in the world, and do keep those messages coming. Coming up on today's podcast, we're going to be talking some nutrition, and a returning guest, Lewis Eccleston, joins us today. We'll talk about his nutrition strategy. Before we do that, though, a massive thank you to our sponsor of this edition of the Kona Edge. It is brought to you by Health IQ. Life insurance, right, is one of those things that we all have to have. And let's be honest, it is a bit of a grudge purchase. But the good news is, because of the active lifestyle that you live, it doesn't have to cost you an arm and a leg. Health IQ have lower rates for triathletes, and it's all pretty simple, really. You can qualify through their Health IQ or other lifestyle quizzes like their Cycling IQ or Running IQ. And it's pretty cool, too, because you can also get additional savings by submitting actual data. Like if you race this past weekend, or if you've got a race coming up, you can submit that data, the actual race data. You can hook up your Strava or Runkeeper, or your app data as well. I think it is fantastic. You know, like as a driver, you get rewarded on your motor insurance for driving well. Well, Health IQ have a unique mortality model on the health conscious, and thereby can give you lower rates for health conscious people. I think it is fantastic. All you need to do, if you'd like to find out more, is head over to this URL. It is healthiq.com/Kona. You can get yourself a quote on life insurance now. It only takes a couple of minutes, and I'm pretty sure they can save you a fair amount of money. They're currently saving between 4% and 30%. So what have you got to lose? Absolutely nothing. It is obligation free. That URL to get to once again is healthiq.com/Kona, and in doing so, you'll be supporting the show, and as I said, you'll save yourself some money. The link is also in the show notes to this episode of the Kona Edge, or in the podcast player you're listening on. If you're listening on the native iTunes or the native Apple app, it's there. If you're listening on Overcast, it's there as well. Just scroll down, click straight through. And yeah, I'd love to get some feedback, your experience of Health IQ. Pop me a mail, brad@thekonaedge.com. We're chatting some nutrition. We head back to Manchester in the UK to catch up with Lewis Eccleston. Lewis, welcome back onto the Kona Edge, mate.
Hi, Brad. Thanks for inviting me on the show.
Lewis, as far as your sort of day-to-day nutrition is concerned, what's your sort of approach to sort of everyday living? You joked about the building site you work on that it's the only one with smoothies and salads. You obviously do things slightly different to your colleagues, but what's your day-to-day approach to nutrition?
I like to keep a balanced diet. I don't keep it, it's not really strict. You know, I think you've got to have a bit of everything, really. Obviously, cutting out the crisps, the chocolate, a lot of sugary stuff, that's always important. Yeah, you just got to keep it simple and eat for what you're going to do. So, you know, if you're going to go out on a four-hour ride, you don't wake up and have a chocolate bar for your breakfast. You know, you fuel accordingly to what you're going to do. But, yeah, I'm not one of these people who won't eat meat, won't eat dairy. I'll just have a bit of everything, really, to keep it all balanced.
With what you do for a living, you're pretty physical. You've got a pretty physical job as well, and with the training, you must be a walking training eating machine. You must not stop all day.
Yeah, I'm constantly eating. I'm always getting told you're always eating. I go into work with the biggest butty box you've ever seen.
Yeah, I always joke, when you're training for an Ironman, you're not quite sure if you're still hungry or if you're hungry again, but I think you're always still hungry. There's no doubt about it.
That's it. It's the same for everybody as well. My mum's doing Ironmans, and everyone is just always eating. It's just constant grazing all the time. People find it hard to believe how much you're eating.
I don't want to know what your Tesco's bill is. I won't ask.
Hmm?
I don't want to know what your bill is at Tesco's. I won't ask.
Yeah.
We'll keep that on the lowdown. As far as race day nutrition, your approach to racing, and talk to me a little bit about race day. What do you do from a nutrition point of view?
I've experimented a lot on nutrition, and I like to keep it simple. So I use the Clif bars and gels. That's it, really. I don't like to be carrying loads of things on my bike, so I just keep it as simple as it can be, and obviously keeping the weight down so I can go faster. It does take time. Everyone's different, and some things work for some people, some things work for others. And I've found what works for me, and obviously you just take notes and write it down, what works, what doesn't work. And yeah, I think I've pretty much got it nailed.
I was going to say, is it something you're still working on, or have you got this thing in that you know exactly what you need to do and that's it? It's now, if it ain't broke, it ain't going to get fixed. So you've pretty much got it, and that's what you stick by.
Yeah, that's it. You stick to what you know works for you and keep it simple. People get roped into all sorts of stuff online and on. They see things what people are using and go to these events, are handing out free things and they're using this and that, and they've never used it before. And then on race day, they're like, oh, I don't know what happened, it all went wrong. It's just stick to what you know, stick to what works for you, just experiment on different things, take notes. If it works, yeah, great.
What's been the biggest nutrition mistake you've made, and what have you learned from it?
The Sunday rides, going out on Sunday rides with not enough nutrition and no money. because it's horrendous when you blow up and you're struggling to turn the pedals over.
Does that happen often?
It used to, yeah. It used to happen quite a lot, but it doesn't happen so much now. But saying that, I do go out over the winter. I do go out on rides, and I can do 60, 70 miles, do fasting rides. So take no food, no breakfast, just have a meal the night before, get up, have a coffee, no milk, just straight coffee, go out for a ride, stick to your heart rate, and it's a great way to burn fat, and it's amazing how far your body can actually go without any food.
Tell me the thinking behind it. Why do you do those?
I use it as a way to strip weight. It's a good way to lose weight, and I think if you're in an Ironman as well, and if you can perform under with no fuel inside you, I think it's a good way of learning your body how to start breaking down fats and using fats as fuel. You know, if you can't, say on the bike or on the run, and you can't get any fuel in you, you know you're spewing up and you're getting sick and things like that. I think it's a good way of teaching your body how to use its fats, basically.
Brilliant. Well, Lewis, I did also see a dodgy photo of you in a Burger King after Kona this year. Is that your go-to after a big race, or did you just happen to fall into a Burger King after that one?
I was out in Kona. I was looking at all fast food restaurants, just thinking, after the race, I'm just going to let it go, and I'm going to go to Burger King and have loads of rubbish food.
Well, by all accounts, you let it go from a fashion perspective too. I want to know what's going on with those shirts, mate.
Yeah, it was a bit of a dare, really. We all said to each other, "Yeah, we're gonna wear these shirts." And out there, obviously, you're fitting with everybody, but over in the UK, you'd look a bit of a muppet.
Well, I'm going to nick that photo if I can. I'll put it in the show notes. But when I saw that, I had a good little chuckle before we hopped on the call. So, Lewis, as always, great to catch up. Thanks for your time, mate. I look forward to following your progress to the next one, and let's see how you go there.
Cheers, Brad. Speak to you soon. Thanks.
Today's Coach's Corner is brought to you by My Training Day Triathlon Academy, which was started in 2006 when Claire and Kent Horner realized their passion was helping other athletes reach their goals. My Training Day is home to online coaching, squad training, an online store, bike fitments, and nutrition assessments. What began with a handful of athletes has now grown exponentially, and Kent and Claire, along with 9 other My Training Day coaches, coach more than 280 athletes both nationally and internationally. My Training Day affiliated with Joe Frill in 2014, allowing access to a world of knowledge from one of the world's best-known original coaches. My Training Day makes use of tools such as Best Bike Split, Trainer Roads, and Training Peaks for power analysis, as well as Coach's Eye for video analysis. Their passion lies in helping others realize their full potential and reach their goals. My Training Day caters for any athletes, from your complete novice right through to your elite athlete. To find out more about My Training Day Triathlon Academy, simply head over to mytrainingday.com, or to find out more, head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching. You can check them out there, as well as all our coaches in the Coach's Corner. And if you are a coach or have a coaching business and you'd like to be featured on the podcast and the website, simply head over to that URL, scroll right down to the bottom, and get all the details there. That's thekonaedge.com/coaching. Done and dusted. Another edition of the Kona Edge in the bag. Got another phenomenal story to share with you tomorrow. Can't wait for that. Make sure you head back. Before I go, though, another iTunes review for you. This one coming from D. Solberg in the United States, saying, "Super enjoyable, excellent interviews, advice and perspectives from a wide variety of Kona qualifiers. I couldn't enjoy the podcast more and will definitely refer fellow triathletes to the show. Brad's unique, candid and positive attitudes, always a perfect compliment to a professionally produced podcast." D. Solberg, thank you so much for your kind words. And that is great. If I could ask you, if you love this podcast, one of the ways you can help us grow is to share this with people you know. So I do it often, and not just triathlon podcasts. If I hear a podcast and someone pops into my mind that I think, you know what, they would really love this, it's as simple as sending a text message or popping it onto an email or a WhatsApp message. And that really helps us as podcasters grow the podcast, because more people then get exposed to it. So D. Solberg, thank you very much for that. And if you can help share the show, it would be massively, massively appreciated. We'll be back again tomorrow. Before I do go, though, another massive thank you to our sponsor. It was brought to you by Health IQ, an insurance company that helps health-conscious people get special life insurance rates. Go to healthiq.com/Kona. To support the show and learn more, or simply text Health IQ, that's all one word, Health IQ, to 44222, and I'll send you all the details back. The link is in your podcast player as well right now. That's healthiq.com/Kona.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge.